The cellars underneath this palace, where the wine and the grain and the olive oil were stored, had been so vast, and had so greatly impressed the first Greek visitors, that they had given rise to the story of the labyrinth, the name which we give to a structure with so many complicated passages that it is almost impossible to find our way out, once the front door has closed upon our frightened selves. But what finally became of this great Aegean empire, and what caused its sudden downfall, that I cannot tell. The Cretans were familiar with the art of writing, but no one has yet been able to decipher their inscriptions. Their history, therefore, is unknown to us. We have to reconstruct the record of their adventures from the ruins which the Aegeans have left behind. These ruins make it clear that the Aegean world was suddenly conquered by a less civilized race which had recently come from the plains of northern Europe. Unless we are very much mistaken, the savages who were responsible for the destruction of the Cretan and the Aegean civilization were none other than certain tribes of wandering shepherds who had just taken possession of the rocky peninsula between the Adriatic and the Aegean seas, and who are known to us as Greeks.